Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is almost coffinated to the hilt at the Coffee Culture show at Olympia, Kensington. But on the way out, fortunately, Oscar stopped me. Suki tea, something refreshing for the palate. And what I detected immediately is that passion that runs through people who love food, who love enjoying or challenging the palate, but in the nicest possible way. So I want to know from Oscar, who is the founder of Suki Tea, who actually lives in Northern Ireland, how Suki Tea came about and what makes Suki Tea what it is. Because before we start that, I'm actually drinking and sipping on a beautiful lemongrass. Am I having here? No, this is the Sencha.
This is the green tea.
This is green tea.
Sencha with ginseng, ginger, and pineapple.
Yeah. And the pineapple on the nose comes through immediately. My palate may be over-caffeinated, cannot detect so much the pineapple. It's still on the nose in the brew.
Just to take away the astringency of the ginseng.
Yes.
Just to balance it.
And it does that beautifully. But we're digressing because I want to know more about why you actually started Suki Tea.
So I'm co-founder with a friend of mine called Annie. And we wanted to create something. Tea seemed like a wonderful world to step into and an adventure, really. So 9 years ago, we started on a very small farmer's market in Belfast with merely like an idea. We bought some tea off the shelf from a guru in London called Jane Pettigrew, a rubber stamp, and just an idea, kind of winging a prayer, really. Went to the local markets and started selling it, and a few years later, hooked up with distributors and just kind of grew it that way. It was small risk, bite-sized growth, but with the idea that coffee shops needed good tea. If you go to a coffee shop and get an amazing cup of coffee by a trained barista on a swanky machine, probably locally roasted coffee, and the equivalent is a tea bag thrown in a cup, it just doesn't cut it.
No.
So we wanted to improve on that.
Absolutely, yeah. So the science behind tea brewing is very similar, actually, because you've got to watch parameters, you've got to watch in, out, steeping time. So how did you acquire that kind of knowledge? And the other thing is going to origin, like you said.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, early years, we were buying off the shelf. We soon learned that it would be much more, to have a bit of credibility to go to source and find out where they are, cut out all the middlemen and actually just deal with the guys direct. So we learned a lot about how teas processed and learned that we could order specific teas in a different way as well. Brewing guides, the operation side of providing loose leaf tea to a cafe, you need to get everything right. There's a certain measure of a teapot, we've got a tea measure, there's a brewing guide, there's timings if you'd like it. All of those things have been taken care of logistically, as well as the theatre and experience and ritual as a customer that you get as well.
We were speaking earlier as well about, you know, everything has to be fast and people don't take time for themselves to engage in the ritual and engage with what you're doing. So your perception and also your awareness. And in a ritual, I mean, coffee is a certain ritual, but tea is a ritual as well. So how do you kind of put that across to, let's say, busy coffee shops and busy people? Because, you know, the takeaway culture is kind of quite big. How does that kind of, how do you convince people that actually, come on now, if you want a tea, pay a bit more attention to it and your palate and your body will be rewarded?
Yeah. Okay. So there's a really big health side, but just to take that time out, with a loose leaf tea, you're almost forced in that situation anyway. There's the bamboo tray and the teapot, and that is kind of the little ritual that we've designed. Give it to the customer. The first thing that you're going to tell them is, it's loose leaf tea, it's going to take about 4 minutes. So they're automatically, okay, I've got to wait. I'm in that zone, I've got to wait for that.
So I can slow down busy life.
Yeah, take that 15 minutes out. Because it's going to take 15 minutes to drink a cup of tea anyway.
Yeah, because then it needs to. And what's the ideal temperature for the water?
Black tea's hardy. It's gone through a process which means that the boiling water is fine. 100 degrees is fine.
Just off boiling.
The green tea is a bit more delicate. I think 75 is optimum. If you can chuck an ice cube in the teapot just before you pour it, or a little splash of water, it's not overly technical.
Right.
It's not as hard to get wrong as a lot of other drinks.
Yeah. Or you can just wait after it's boiled, 5 minutes.
You'd probably be waiting about 15 minutes.
Really, to get down the
center. If you've got that much planning, I love you, you're all right.
Yeah. But, I mean, the message behind this is that the tea needs attention, but you will be rewarded by it, not only because you're taking time out, but the sheer pleasure. And let's get back to that beverage itself. I mean, it's refreshing, it's subtle, and it's a very pleasant drink.
Light, crisp, clean.
Absolutely.
Green tea is a very... in a danger zone to get wrong. Boiling water will destroy it.
Yes.
All the starch is released. You get that slight metallic flavor.
Yes.
So green tea is one that we really key on training.
Yes.
With a cafe that we engage with.
Yeah, and you do that. You also clients, you train them and stuff.
There's a lot of training involved in.
But then let's also talk about the people who want to take this home.
Recreating the experience.
Exactly.
So any cafe has the ability to be able to sell the teapot.
Yes.
The tray.
Yes.
The loose leaf tea itself in the small packets.
Yes.
And take that home. And generally, if a customer has bought a teapot from a cafe, they'll go back to that cafe to buy the tea.
Very good.
And stock up.
Yeah.
That's the circle.
Yeah. You don't sell online?
We have a website. Yeah, yes.
Yes. Suki. So what's the website?
Suki-tea.com.
Suki-tea.com, and you sell your pots as well.
There's 40 plus different teas, a whole range of teaware.
Different coloured pots?
Yeah.
Do you have an orange one?
No, not yet.
Ah, orange is my favourite colour.
No, got red, blue, green, all those.
Red is nice, blue is nice. The nice thing also, you can stack them up, like you were saying, in a busy coffee shop, maybe lack of space, you can stack them up, which is great. Describe a little bit the filter that you use.
Yes, yeah, so it's a laser cut kind of mash, I suppose. But for the finest of teas, something like rooibos, which is needle thin, it still retains that in there. You're not going to end up with any kind of excess.
So once your brewing time is over, you just take it out?
Actually, once you're ready to pour, you'll pour your first cup. The water level drops below that mesh. So your next cup is always as you poured the first.
That's brilliant. And then nothing holds you back from kind of reusing hot water and having a second. It's not cut flush because that's when you pick tea, but what's it called? The second brew.
Yeah. If it's a green tea,
yeah.
And the cafe is willing to engage that. You know, there's a lot of cafes that will frown upon people taking their own tea bags in.
Yeah, brilliant. So we got another kind of 2.5 minutes, and you told me earlier before we were recording that you actually are having some plants, and you're going to plant some in Ireland. Are we not allowed to talk about that?
No, we're talking about it. I'm just back from Tanzania, where we acquired 2,000 just shoots. Really, they're going to be picked on the day that they're sent, but we just went through the mechanics of it. We have propagation. Polytunnels, I suppose, set up in Northern Ireland, ready for these to come in. I just want to learn everything there is about tea, and growing it is going to be a key to that.
Yes.
It's an experiment. We might not get a yield from it. If I get a cup of tea out of it, I'll be happy.
Yeah, amazing.
But we are, you know, we're going to try and make it a success. Yeah. Absolutely.
That passion that you show for this is, I mean, it's a blessing for everybody who enjoys tea, because you put a lot of effort into it, and that's pretty amazing. So, I'm going to sign out now because we don't have much left here, but I'm going to upload this and you can listen to. If you are a connoisseur in coffee, why not also venture into tea? Because it's another world that just expands in front of you. So thank you again to Oscar. I'm very bad with names, but it was amazing to talk to you. And thank you so much for introducing me to your lovely range of teas.
Thank you very much.